This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Preparation is key for calving season. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Preparing for the calving season is a critical aspect of beef cattle management. Dr. Brett Turhar, beef technical consultant for Elanco Animal Health, says you can never prepare too much or too early for calving.
So generally, I recommend people make an honest evaluation of the body condition score of their animals ahead of that third trimester. A good practice would be to go out and look at the first 20 animals that you see in the group and write down each of their body condition scores. And want to see is a 6 to 6.5 body condition score for heifers and 5.5 to 6 for cows. Evaluating that 60 to 90 days prior to calving gives us time to add a little weight to those cows if we need to. It is really difficult to change course on body condition score after calving. Having animals in the correct body condition score sets us up to have healthy calves on the ground right now and has a great impact on our fertility, which will impact our next year's calf crop.
Dr. Turhar added that nutrition and vaccines are both extremely important factors in making sure that your cows and heifers will have healthy calves and plenty of colostrum.
When we look at nutrition, we want to make sure that is a balanced ration. You can work with a nutritionist or your local feed store. We want to make sure that we have adequate protein and energy going into the calving season. That has an effect on live calf birth weights. It has an effect on colostrum, quantity, and quality. The other thing is the use of vaccination. And that's important in that it can change the quantity and the quality of the colostrum. Doing that at the proper time is also important. We want to be in that 8 to 10 weeks prior to calving.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.